Log Talk Radio.
What is it? I'm starting with me. That's 646-716-5045.
716-5045. And the caller from area code 732, I'm going to get you in just a second. So go anywhere. Just need to click these little boxes. Send this out. I was running around doing things before the show, and so I didn't actually get to do the things that I normally get to do. So if you've been looking for the chat room, I'm opening it now, and so you should be able to find it in just a minute. I just love that song. It's so crazy and vibrant. Not that I can actually answer it, but it's a lovely song. Okay. So I am making progress. All right, so let's go to the caller from area code 732. Hi, who's this?
Hi, my name is Gloria. How are you?
I'm fine, Gloria. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I have a question for you. I guess it is around the subject of being unstuck. My husband and I have been married for 10 years, and it has really not been a very happy and nice marriage, I guess you can say. And it has just become, I guess, worse the past 2 years. And I'm just wondering what the angels, what guidance they can give me, if they see that this is worth working out, or is it time to move on and become unstuck?
Well, the first thing I was getting when you started talking was that they wanted me to remind you and everybody else that relationships come and go in our lives. And even though we have this belief in marriage and it's supposed to last forever and all of that kind of stuff, that most of the time, that's not actually true. And people come so that you can learn lessons from them, so that you can learn things about yourself. And so that's what you guys have been doing. Well, if you've reached a point where you've learned the things that you have to teach each other, then the fit is no longer there. That person no longer really is helping you to evolve into who you are, and you're not helping them. And if that's the case, then it just doesn't feel right. So, and it's not that I'm encouraging everybody out there to get divorced, but if you're in a relationship and that relationship doesn't feel right, then it's time to start looking at yourself, looking at what you believe, and looking at what that person is reflecting back at you. Because everyone in our life is showing us something about ourselves. And so if you take the time to actually look at that, you'll have a better understanding of what the next step for you, what's for your highest good, what's going to take you to where you actually want to be in your life. So that's what they wanted to say about it. I'm getting that there's something else. All right. Is there something else you wanted to say?
Actually, no, not really. Other than, you know, I guess we're at the point now where, you know, it's either going to be a marriage counselor or someone that, you know, can hopefully help things, or it is time to move on.
And if you find a marriage counselor that actually has you guys looking within yourselves and not one that has you pointing the finger at each other, because it's not about him looking at you and it's not about you looking at him. It's about each of you looking within your own hearts, seeing what is true for you so that you are actually at peace with whatever decision you come up with.
Right. Right.
So
no,
you
you're
make
right.
Sure that you actually get a good marriage counselor, I guess is what I'm saying.
Right. Well, actually, I'm going to be looking for a spiritual counselor.
And that's wonderful. And sometimes all you need to do is you yourself go so that you can have a better understanding of who you are. And that will
right.
give you a better understanding of your relationship. So if he's not willing to go for whatever reason, don't let that stop you from moving along your path of your evolution. His
right.
stuckness is not your stuckness.
Right. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate you taking my phone call.
Well, you're welcome. And actually, the angels are showing me something else. Okay, they're showing me that right now you're kind of at a crossroads, and you can choose to go either way. And actually, there's like 60 million different ways. But they say there's not just one right path, not for you, not for anybody. So if you have a clear understanding of what it is you desire to experience in your life, then that helps you make the decision about which path you want to take.
Right.
So
absolutely.
Have a clear idea of what it is you actually want so that
okay.
you can do whatever is needed to achieve that goal.
Right. Thank you so much.
Well, you're welcome. And I see that some of these paths are really great. So, you know, don't worry. Just go with what
thank
your heart
you.
Leads you to. Okay.
Thank you so much. Have a great day, and thank
you're
you.
You're welcome. You
bye-bye.
Too. Bye-bye. Okay. Let me do this. And I am opening the chat room now. So if there's anyone who's been waiting for that, it is now up and running. Alrighty, great. All right. So today's show is about being unstuck. And the interesting thing about stuck is that that's a belief that we have. And when we believe that we are stuck, then of course we are stuck. Because when we believe something, we create whatever we need to create in order for that belief to be true. That's part of our programming. That's how we were set up to work. So it's kind of an automatic thing that we don't even have to think about. Because if you believe it, then you've thought about it time after time after time after time, because that's all a belief is, a thought that you've had over and over and over and over until you've decided, okay, this one must be true. It doesn't mean that it is actually true for anybody else in the world, but it's true for you. So if you believe you are stuck, then your brain is going to create every bit of proof that it needs to create to prove to you that, yes, you are stuck. And one of the beautiful things about being stuck is that when we are stuck, we are kind of helpless. We don't have any control over it. We're just bogged down. You know, it's like your car is sitting in a mud puddle and you're trying to get out and it's not working and you're revving the engine and the wheels are spinning and you're throwing mud all over anybody who's trying to push you, but you are stuck. And as long as you have that belief that you are stuck, then you keep creating the supporting. So this all comes down to you. Everything always comes down to you because everything that's happening in your life is created in you. It's never a matter of those people out there are doing that, and that's why this is happening to you. The only reason why you have any connection to those people out there is because you have some belief that those people are supposed to be out there doing what they're doing so that you are stuck. So again, it all comes back to you. So when you start changing your beliefs about being stuck, then you can start being free. But if you are going through your life trying to fix all those people out there who are doing whatever they're doing, they are making you stuck, then you're never going to get unstuck because it's not actually them. It's you. Sometimes that's really difficult for us to accept. And when someone tells us, okay, this is because you have a belief and that's why this is happening in your life, and the first thing you want to do is you want to deny it. You want to say that this is not because of me. I'm not doing this. It has nothing to do with me. And if it had nothing to do with you, it wouldn't be happening in your life. So everything that's happening in your life is something to do with you. You are never a victim. You are never this little innocent one standing on the sidelines, all sweet and nice and just absolutely wonderful, and horrible people are doing horrible things to you, and it's not your fault. And I'm not saying it's a matter of fault, because it's not. But your beliefs do determine what you experience. And if you believe that you are stuck, then yes, you get to be stuck. Isn't that terrific? Isn't it wonderful to realize that you have that kind of power, that you can make a decision and say, okay, today I am stuck, and you will be stuck. Which means that you can also make the decision that you don't need to be stuck. And, of course, there are lots of different ways of clearing those beliefs from your life and letting go of the stuckness. And actually, guidance wants us to do that right now. So if you want to let go of the stuckness that you are feeling, then we are going to do just a little bit of the infinity healing. And the infinity healing connects us directly with Source, and we ask Source, God, pure love, whatever name you want, to shake things up, to break them loose, to clear us out. And it happens, because there's absolutely nothing that we can believe that would be stronger than God, than Source, than pure love. So there's nothing that cannot be released. And some of you are not necessarily accepting what I just said, and that's absolutely fine. But realize that if you are having problems accepting that the power of God, of Source, of pure love, then you want to look at your beliefs, look at what it is that's created a need in you not to have God be powerful. And it could be because of religious beliefs about, you know, if you sin, you're going to be smited, you know, lightning and all that kind of stuff, which, by the way, isn't true, but if you believe it, go ahead. And that actually keeps us from allowing ourselves to move forward in our lives, allowing ourselves to trust in God, because we actually believe God is out to get us. And so you don't actually want to trust in someone that you believe is out to get you. That seems like I went way off track with that, but that's okay. So I will ask a question about whether or not you are willing to accept the infinity healing. And the energy is running right now. So if you're feeling energy around you, that's absolutely fine. Don't let it worry you. So let me just ask, are you willing to accept the infinity healing energy that's around you right now? So you just say yes. And that's it. Once you say yes, you are saying, okay, this is okay. I'm clicked into this. So, okay. Are you willing to accept an infinity healing for releasing all the beliefs that have you stuck in wanting, so that you can shift in having right now? If so, just say yes. And just say yes. And then take a few deep breaths. Deep breaths that you're taking are your way of emphasizing that yes, to opening up to God, the Creator, whomever it is you believe in, and saying, okay, I'm willing to have this changed in my life. Once you do that, the energy is starting to work. It is starting to make those changes in your life. It will take as long as it's needed. For some people, it just takes a few moments, depending on what it is you're stuck in. And for some people, it's going to take several months because you are deeply, deeply stuck. You know, it's like you're stuck in a 6-foot hole. Well, you can't just instantly get out of there. It's going to take time. And it's going to bring changes into your life, which is a good thing because that means that you get to be unstuck. Okay. So we are now going to go to my cell phone to see. We have a caller from area code 252. And let's go to that now. Hi, who's this?
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How about you?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm coming along. I would like your name. I just WC.
WC.
Yeah.
Okay. So, what can I do for you today, WC?
I have a situation, and I was just listening to you saying about being stuck. And I feel like I have really came so far. But there's overwhelming of what's around me right now with my household, not being organized, my business is just starting out, my husband, he's addicted to alcoholism. I'm a caregiver. And I work a job and trying to manage all of this is so overwhelming. And recently, in the last few days, I asked my husband to leave because it had gotten out of control, his alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
And I really, really want our marriage to work. But I see and I feel like this isn't a life experience for me. But I keep going back into, I don't want to get into a depressing state. But some days I feel better than others. One moment I feel this way. The next moment I just want to call him and say, come back. But deep down it's like, no, you don't do that. You need to move on. This is what you really want to do. Move on and let him do what he do and get himself together. And if it's somewhere that you all can come back together and work things out without alcohol and move on, that's well and good. And I just, everything is just right now, it's just overwhelming, you know.
I
don't know. Is it making sense? Is it making sense here?
Yes, you are making sense. And what guidance is telling me is the primary thing that ties into everything that you've talked about is that you don't actually value you. You have never put yourself first. You put everything and everyone before you. You think that if you make it okay for all of them, then someday it'll be okay for you. And you've never actually allowed yourself to love, value, and appreciate yourself. Does that feel right for you?
Somewhat. So if I never did this, where do I start now? I feel like that's what I want to do. I want to give more attention to myself. I really feel that.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, I feel strongly about that, but, I mean, that's the but. There's things that I want.
Yeah,
things
those
that
buts
I want.
Always get in my way. Okay, so are you willing to do a little work on that right now with me?
Yes.
Okay. So we're going to do a little bit of the infinity healing. And like I said before, this is connecting you directly to Source, God, whatever name works best in your life. And that energy is flowing directly to you. It's not going through me to you. It's going directly to you. So this is God helping you, embracing you, allowing you to be who you really are instead of the person that you were taught you were supposed to be. So I'm just going to ask you if you want the infinity healing, and I'm going to let them tell me what the issue should be that you're releasing. And if you say yes, then it'll happen. And if you say no, then you're choosing to stay the way that you are. And you have the freedom to make that choice. Nothing is ever forced on you. This is all up to you. Okay. Would you like an infinity healing for releasing the beliefs that other people are more important than you are in your own life? If so, say yes.
Yes.
Okay, take three nice deep breaths. Wonderful. And we are now setting this infinity healing on autopilot so it can continue to work for you as long as it is needed until this issue is completely resolved. And if you'd like that, say yes.
Yes.
Okay. Let's take another deep breath. Would you like an infinity healing to make it okay for you to love you? If so,
yes.
Yeah. That's a biggie for you. Okay, take those three nice deep breaths. And we are now setting this infinity healing for making it okay for you to love you on autopilot so it can continue to run for as long as it's needed until the issue is resolved. And if you'd like that, say yes.
Yes.
Let's take another deep breath. Would you like an infinity healing for accepting that the only one you are responsible for is you, and that it's okay for you to just be responsible for you? If you'd like that, say yes.
Yes.
And take three nice deep breaths. And we are now setting this infinity healing on autopilot so it can continue for as long as it needs to until the issues are resolved. And if you'd like that, say yes.
Yes.
And take one more deep breath. And would you like an infinity healing so that you can have the clarity to know what the best next step is in every moment and never have to feel overwhelmed again? That's a yes.
Yes.
Wonderful. Three nice, deep, deep breaths. And we are now setting this infinity healing on autopilot so we can continue to run for as long as it's needed. And if you'd like that, say yes.
Yes.
Wonderful. Okay, so think about everything that you talked about, and does it feel different now?
Mm-hmm. I feel a little bit more relaxed.
Mm-hmm. And that will develop because everything that we started, it's going to continue to run for as long as it needs to. And so you don't need to go back to that old way of being. When you start the clearing with Infinity Healing, you don't ever have to go back and restart that. You know, it's not like you have to every day say an affirmation about it or anything like that. You've given God permission to change this in your life, and God's going to change it. And that's it, you know. So you'll probably notice when things are going on in your mind or in your life that are kind of showing you how it actually is, so then you can make a decision about whether or not you want it to be that way or if you are willing to let it go and to have it change, to have it evolve. One of the things that we often do is we look at situations and we see what's wrong. We see that this is wrong, this isn't working, you know, we see all of that, but we don't actually look at situations and see the love in that situation. For example, the situation with your husband and the way that he is and the choices that he's making and how those allow you to develop aspects of yourself. They do let you become a caring person. Now, they also can give you they also can take you down another path, you know, to take you down a path where you assume that every alcoholic is a horrible person and they just bring their family down and all of this, you know, all of that negativity. You can go down the path of negativity or you can start looking at what is good in every situation. And I'm not really talking about good, I'm talking about love. So when you look at him, you love him. Now, there's also a part of you that's saying, well, he's wrong because, and then the because this go on and on and on. But start looking at what you love. Start seeing him through the eyes of love. Don't let his behavior keep you from feeling that love. Now, this doesn't mean that you're supposed to stay with him forever. I'm not saying that, because you're going to love yourself, too, and you're going to do what is best for you. But that doesn't mean that you can't also love him, and you can allow him to be however he is choosing to be and know that that is his choice, and you get to decide whether or not you want to live with that. And if you decide that you don't want to live with that, then you would be ending the relationship in love, not out of anger or spite or anything like that. Am I making any sense?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Yes, yes.
It's a whole new way of looking at things, a whole new way of looking at life. It's also a way that keeps you from feeling overwhelmed because what is just is changing. You can look at it with love and then make a choice. It just gives you more freedom.
But, okay. I am including everything in that I'm observing here, everything, and how I strongly feel that I still want him in the house, but I know the chaos that's going on, and I don't want that. I guess it's just a matter of me just getting to a place that I can just appreciate this moment. And like you say, with love and appreciate it. And time.
And just realize that you cannot change him. You can't. It's impossible for you to change him because you're not supposed to change him. Because he was given the right to make his own choices. That's a gift that he was given by God. You can't take that away. So if you are going to base your happiness on his changing, that is a complete and total waste of your time, because you cannot change him. You can only change you.
So
if you don't want the chaos,
at.
Yeah, well, if you don't want the chaos and he wants the chaos, then realize that if you have him, he's bringing chaos with him. That's just who he is. Now, this doesn't mean that he's a bad person, because he's not. This just means this is how he is learning whatever he needs to learn in his lifetime. You have to decide whether or not you need the chaos to learn your lessons. If you don't need the chaos to learn your lessons, then you can put a little distance between you, you know. Have
well,
him go live someplace
already.
Else and
well, that's where he's at.
Okay.
Yeah, that's where he's at. He's not in the household now. I made that decision 3 days ago, and that's probably why I'm feeling this way. And I told him to try to go and get some help. You know, it's just moving on now. Yeah. Yeah. I told him, get some help. And if you get some help, then things could be better. You know, we could work through this. But until then, I can't continue to go on.
Good. You've made a decision about what is right for you. And you are working on you, because it's not just him. And so often people think it's just the other person. If that person would do something, if that person would change, everything would be fine. But it's never just the other person, because it took both of you to create what you were creating. You know, it's like you were doing a dance, and he would do his steps and you would do yours. Well, now you need to change that. And if you change your steps, then he can decide whether he wants to change his so he can continue to dance with you, or if he wants to keep the same old steps, which means he has to go and find somebody else who's willing to do those steps. And it won't be you.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay, so guidance wants to give you a message. And you'll know it's them talking and not me, because they'll call you dear one or beloved or something like that. Not that I don't think you're dear and beloved. I do. But that's just the way they work. So here's the message they have for you. Beloved, we want you to know that we're with you. We are always with you. We are always surrounding you with our love. Don't ever think that you're going through this alone, because you're not. And this is just another wonderful step in your own life, a step towards learning the truth of who you are, a step towards loving yourself. And it is so much time for you to do that. You have been there for so long, and now you get to be there for you. You get to open your heart to yourself. You get to embrace yourself with your own loving arms. And don't let any of those irrational fears that come up have any effect on you, because they're not true. They never were and they never will be. You deserve to have a life that you can love. You deserve to have more than you can possibly use of whatever it is that you desire. God has never limited you. And we encourage you to let go of any need to be limited. There is so much more out there for you. You will not be alone. We will always be with you. And you don't ever need to be lonely. And if you decide that you want someone different in your life, then let us know what it is you're looking for. And we will make sure that that person comes to you, because you do deserve to be happy. you do deserve to be loved. You do deserve to have every single wish fulfilled. You deserve that. You've always deserved that. It is your birthright. Embrace it. Accept it. And live it. And let all that other stuff go. It's time to move on. And it's going to be fun. We love you. Be well. Okay, that's what they wanted to say to you.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate that.
You're welcome. And do have some fun.
I will.
That you have much fun. Yes, definitely. Go out and do something fun. Okay,
yeah.
Great.
Well, thank you so much. You have a blessed day.
Thank you, WC, and I'm glad you called.
Right, thanks. Bye.
Okay. Wow. You guys have no idea what it's like to feel the energy that I feel around you guys and what I see when, you know, they're showing me you, the real you, the you that you may not even know yet. And you're all so incredibly beautiful. And there's just so much possibility, so much potential there. And I don't even know how to put it into words. But seeing these things and feeling these things, you know, it just amazes me sometimes, you know, when people are feeling depressed and I can see all this gorgeous light, all this gorgeous opportunity. And I have to remind myself that they can't see what I can see yet. I say yet because everybody has the potential. But it is beautiful and it is amazing and it is wondrous. And life holds so much more than we have ever been taught to believe. And these things are being revealed to us as we evolve. As we open up, as we become who we really are. And it's absolutely wonderful. I get all of these revelations, yeah, that's what I'll call them. You know, guidance is always guiding me to do things, to experience, to read, to whatever it is that I need to do. And so I've been doing this Infinity Healing for Money course, and last night was our second class. And after doing that class, you know, pretty soon after that I went to bed, and I started having all these weird dreams, you know. And I can remember this dream where I'm in bed with a man. I have no idea who this man was because it wasn't anyone that I consciously know. And I was covering him up, and he was throwing the covers off and saying that he didn't need them. And I kept trying to cover him, and he kept throwing the covers off. And so I wake up and I'm like, well, what on earth was the meaning of this dream? You know, you guys have me dreaming about this strange man that I don't know, but I'm in bed with and I keep covering him up. And so, you know, I'm looking at it from the viewpoint of me. You know, what is it that they're showing me about me? Because everything that's going on in my life is about me. And I don't mean that in a, you know, I'm so wonderful, look at me kind of way, but in a realization that I am the one creating what I am experiencing. And so I start writing down the things that they're showing me that I need to release. And I ended up with, gosh, it's almost a page of stuff that was coming up for me through that dream. Because of all of the different aspects of the dream. You know, I was just telling you about the man and the covers, but there was other stuff too, and day and night and sleep and wake, and it was really an interesting dream. And so they were showing me what I needed to release from my beliefs so that I can create the life that I want, so I can consciously create. Because so often we create by default, which means that we believe that if we just follow this path and do this the way that everybody has always said that we needed to do it, then everything's going to be fine. And we don't ever take command of our lives. We don't ever stand up and say, you know, this is my life. I'm the one creating this. This is what I want. This is what I am being. And so when we start letting go of those beliefs, and actually that was kind of the stuff that I was releasing, because they had me releasing it was something about being. And now I can't find it. Ooh, one of the things, oh, there we go, allowing me to be the change that I seek. You know, Gandhi said, be the change that you are seeking. But we don't actually do that. We don't allow ourselves to be what we actually desire, because we're too busy being in the wanting energy. And as long as you're in that wanting energy, you're actually putting out there to the universe, I don't have this, but I want this. And the more you want it, the more you get to want it. Because when you're wanting, you're not having. And so this was a release for allowing myself to be what I seek, to be what I desire. Because when I'm in the vibration of being, then I'm actually there. It's happening. I have it. I hope that makes some kind of sense. But the interesting one that I was just reading when I was going, ooh, was releasing all the beliefs that God is against me. And I didn't think I really had any beliefs like that, but when I was guided to write that down, I was like, I do actually have some of that. We all do. We have beliefs that God is against us, the universe is against us, our families are against us, our kids are against us. We have all kinds of beliefs about everyone being against us. So, would you like an infinity healing for releasing the belief that God or anyone else is against you? If so, just say yes. Yeah. And then take some nice deep breaths and just let it go. And we will now set this infinity healing for releasing all the beliefs that God or anyone else is against you on autopilot, so we can continue around until it is completely resolved. And if you'd like that, just say yes. Yes. And take a nice deep breath. And whenever I'm doing this infinity healing, even if I'm working on someone or just saying this out there in general, if you say yes, then it's working for you. If you say yes, then you are letting God know that this is something that you want in your life. Even if I'm not specifically saying your name, you can still say yes. And that energy is always going to stay attached. So even if it's 6 months, a year after the show, and you've stumbled across it and you're listening to it, if you didn't say yes, go back and say yes if that is something that you want to change in your life. You know, God is always there for us. God is always, always there for us. And God wants us to experience what we choose to experience. One of the interesting things that we have a difficulty with the whole idea of this, is that everything that we choose is seen as being love, as being our version of love. So even if you were in a relationship with someone who was abusive, well, when God looks at this, God says, okay, apparently this is what they need in order to feel love. And so God doesn't see anything wrong with it, which explains why God doesn't, you know, automatically fix the things that we perceive as wrong, because there's nothing wrong. Because we get to choose what it is we experience in order to learn what we want to learn in this lifetime, in order to allow ourselves to evolve however it is we've decided that we need to evolve. We really do have the freedom to choose. And from God's perspective, everything we choose is love, because there's nothing else. And so it's our perspective that creates things to be a problem. So when you are putting your energy into something that doesn't feel good, that you really aren't enjoying, that you really don't want to experience, don't expect God to automatically change it, God to see, oh my gosh, they're making a mistake, I've got to fix this. Because God doesn't see that. God just sees love. And so in the eyes of God, you are choosing to be abused as an act of love. So that really does turn it around and make it your responsibility, because it is your choice. Because God does not see anything wrong. Because there's nothing wrong. It's all love. That's one of the concepts that's kind of difficult for us to wrap our minds around, because we believe in all this right, wrong, good, bad kind of stuff. And we think that God is like us. And God is, we have the essence of God. But that doesn't mean that God is like us. God doesn't see things the way we do. Why on earth would God see things the way we do? Our perceptions, they get kind of screwy. Sometimes they get very screwy. God is above that. God is pure love. And in that pure love, there are infinite possibilities. And there's absolutely no wrong choice. So when you're looking at your life and looking at your choices, you want to make the choices that are going to be for your highest good. So would you like an infinity healing for allowing you to make your choices based on what is going to be for your highest good? If so, say yes. Yes. Take some nice deep breaths. Because this is all about you. This is all about you creating the best life that you can possibly create for you. So we are now setting this infinity healing on autopilot so it can continue to run for as long as it's needed. And if you'd like that, say yes. Yes. You just breathe. Life really is allowed to be beautiful. It's allowed to be wonderful. It's allowed to be filled with love, to have the joy, the light, the bliss, all of those things that you've heard about. That is allowed. If you're not experiencing that in your life, then look at what it is you believe. What are the limitations that you have placed on you? What are the limitations that you've placed on your life? And if you don't want those anymore, let them go. some ways it just sounds so incredibly simple, and it is. And for some people, the simplicity makes it complicated, which is fine. Fun of it all. For me personally, I find that the more I release beliefs that have been running my life for a long time, the better my life becomes. The more I see how to open up to what it is I truly desire, open up to having fun, open up to having money, to having wonderful, incredible relationships, to valuing myself, to knowing that I really am good enough, I really am worthy, I really am loved. And it's okay for me to share that love with all of you. And so it's by coming back to me, loving me, that I get to love you even more. Because I can see the beauty in you. I can see the cure more than the physical bodies that you happen to be hanging out in. Every choice you make is absolutely fine. And there's nothing wrong. Nothing at all. And that everyone is exactly where they need to be on their own journey in life. And you're not supposed to be exactly like me, and I'm not supposed to be exactly like you. You're just supposed to be you, and I'm supposed to be me. And that's it. And you can see how that just feels expansive, free. And it's just a choice. It's the choice that I'm making. And it's the choice you can also choose to make. So just look at those things in your life. I mean, make a list if you want to of the beliefs that you have that you don't really need anymore. Not that you ever did need them. And then talk to God or hire a coach or whatever it is you're guided to do and let those go. It's time for you to move forward with your life. It's time for you to embrace yourself and to love the truth of you and to stand in your power. So we've come to the end of the show. I will be back on Friday. And if you do make a list of those beliefs that you don't want anymore, then call me on Friday and I'll help you let some of them go. This is your life. This is your choice. There's no right or wrong. You just need to do what feels right for you. And I will talk to you on Friday. Have a wonderful, wonderful week, everybody. Bye-bye.